I know you're talking about Sailor Moon. Who's your favorite Sailor Scout?
My favorite Sailor Scout is honestly probably Sailor Neptune, just because she's so beautiful.
Okay.
She's like this alluring, like really just like just the way she holds her character. Like, she's really refined, she's really classy, she's really just, she's a violinist, and I studied music a lot when I was a kid, so I think it was just the allure of the character that I was like, I love her, she's my favorite. Sailor Moon is honestly, like, that sounds really basic, she's a very close second, but Sailor Neptune is honestly probably my favorite Sailor Scout overall.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And to all the listeners, welcome to episode 3 of Character Progression. Today we're talking to my friend Allie about Sailor Moon. So just kind of real quick, how old were you when you first discovered Sailor Moon? What did you really like about her? What made her stand out?
I was 9 or 10. I came home from school one day, and I just turned on Cartoon Network because at the time we had cable. Just backstory, growing up a lot in my house, we had cable, but we didn't have like premium cable. We had like I watched a lot of like PBS and like Fox Kids and Kids WB. So on the rare instances where we had like the channels past, like I think the Discovery Channel, like we would watch a lot of Disney Channel, a lot of Nickelodeon, a lot of Cartoon Network, me and my sisters. I came home one day, turned on Cartoon Network, and there's this show, and it's a girl superhero. And I liked superheroes. I watched a lot of Batman the Animated Series and Superman the Animated Series, respectively. I think this is before X-Men Evolution came on, I think. Yeah. I didn't really watch the early 90s X-Men show because I was just pretty young when that came out. And they stopped showing reruns, I think, at that point. But I watched a lot of those two particular, the DC animated shows, and they had Batgirl and Supergirl respectively, but they were not the central characters of that show. Like, Batgirl maybe had, like, one central episode, and I loved the character of Barbara Gordon, and I loved Kara Kent, I loved Supergirl, but for the most part, they weren't the highlights of that show because they're not the main characters. So stumbling upon this show just kind of accidentally where that's a female superhero. She's maybe a few years older than me. And she is the central focus of her show was at the time was something really cool because I didn't see that represented in a lot of media.
That's fair. Mm. And so for anyone who doesn't know who Sailor Moon is or what the show is, why don't you give just kind of a quick, like, brief synopsis.
Sailor Moon is an anime that started to air in the United States in the mid-90s as part of an animation block on Cartoon Network called Toonami, which was to get other forms of Japanese anime, or anime rather, I guess, over to a U.S. audience, and they geared it mostly towards children. It was heavily dubbed, heavily edited for the most part, shows like Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. But Sailor Moon is a show about a teenage girl named Usagi Tsukino, or as I first knew her as, Serena Tsukino, because they changed the names to more English style of pronunciation, who is a middle school student who by night is a superhero called Sailor Moon, who goes out and fights crime and different bad guys from various different planets, usually associated with the Moon Kingdom, which she is a part of. There's a hell of a lot I could get into, but I'm just trying to do a brief synopsis.
Thank you
and not
for
break anyone's brain.
And since when we first started, I mentioned the Sailor Scout. So who are they when she's of the Moon, and you mentioned scouts from other planets, so kind of what's the whole deal there?
Sailor Moon is a reincarnated princess from the Moon, like the actual Moon of planet Earth, who was killed in her past life, who's been reincarnated as a teenage girl. And the various Sailor Scouts are also reincarnations of her past guardians who would protect her and watch over her. And Sailor Moon herself wasn't actually Sailor Moon in her past life, but she was more Princess Serenity. And Usagi becomes Sailor Moon because they're trying to find Princess Serenity in the first arc, and she's on her own for a little bit, and then slowly but surely she starts meeting up with the other Sailor Scouts, and they start uncovering their mission and more of their identities. The thing with past lives doesn't get touched upon as much in the original 90s anime as it does in the manga and the newer anime back in 2013-14. But I won't really touch on that because I'm still trying to keep this somewhat simple.
Man, if that's the simple explanation, I don't even
want
to hear.
Simple,
I don't even want to hear about the like in-depth, like deep dive into
that
this.
That is a simple explanation. This, like, Sailor Moon is one of those things. Like, it gets pretty fucking convoluted and really complicated at like certain points when you consider it, and there's a lot of parts in the original 90s anime that they didn't really touch over or bring over from the manga. Like, the base storyline is the same, but the manga storyline is a lot more simplified. It's a lot less filler. There's so much filler in the original 90s anime, but 90s animes are like all filler.
Yeah.
Honestly, for the most part.
Yeah, a mutual friend of ours named Eves, actually, when he started watching One Piece, another anime, was telling me about a list he found of just basically the episodes that mattered. Like, here's everything you can skip. You watch these like 13 episodes, and then you skip the next 50, and then watch the next 20, and then skip another 30.
You can honestly, I feel like you can kind of do that with Sailor Moon, the 90s Sailor Moon. Like, you can watch the first couple of episodes, and then, like, yeah, you can kind of watch, like, some of the filler bits, because it's related to, like, her mission and what she's going through, but you can just skip ahead to her finding Sailor Mercury. That's cool, because that's when the storyline starts to kind of start to move on and get together, but even then, it's still, like, 5 or 6 more episodes before they meet up with Sailor Mars, and there's another handful of episodes, then they get Sailor Jupiter, and then there's another handful before they run into Sailor Venus, and then it's complete. And they still haven't, like, gotten halfway through the arc of the whole first season of the show.
Damn.
Yeah.
But so to kind of get, like, back on track, so with all that, assuming you were able to follow it a lot better than I am based on this, how did she inspire you when
you
were
younger? The main thing that inspired me when I was younger was Usagi, or Serena at the time, as I first knew her as, was a very human character. Yes, she had all this power. She was the reincarnated princess of this mystical kingdom on the moon. She had all these responsibilities and weights on her shoulder. But Usagi was this character who, when you first meet her, she cries a lot. She's a big crybaby. I admit to being a bit of a crybaby myself when I was younger. She's not like this. I feel like a lot of superheroes or protagonists in shows are kind of meant to be like these super badass, like jack of all trades types, like, to briefly derail, like Kim Possible. Kim Possible's a superhero, and her thing is she can do anything. She's smart, she's on the cheerleading team, she gets good grades. Not Usagi. Usagi is intelligent enough, but she doesn't exactly apply herself. She gets poor grades in school. She runs late a lot. She's really clumsy. I could identify those things in myself. But there are other bits there as well. Like, Usagi cares very deeply for her friends and is the heart of that show, is her relationship with these other girls who become like her team, and they work together and they go on missions and they fight crime, and there's a lot of other shit that happens there too, which I won't get into because it's just, like I said, it can be very complex and I could be here for fucking hours and I don't have time for that.
So
there are kids from the future, there are like there's reincarnated lovers, there's so much shit.
and a great theme song.
And a great theme song.
Which, I don't know if you're a fan of punk music at all, but there is a band whose name is escaping me right now. I'll have to look it up. Who does a phenomenal cover.
I've listened to various anime covers of the Sailor Moon theme song, so I'll have to find that.
Okay, I'll find it, and I'll put it in a note for the podcast for anyone who's listening who wants to know. But so you're mentioning all these reincarnated lovers and time travel and that kind of stuff.
It's so confusing to explain.
So just to, I guess, kind of delve into that, with the way she's inspired you, is there anything she's done in particular that really stands out to you and really kind of highlights why she matters to you and how she's influenced you in your own life and the person that you try to become?
Usagi is someone who she goes through a lot of really just heavy, difficult shit for at the time when she first starts out. She's 14. She's 14 when she first starts out, and she goes through all of these just really difficult passages in her life and being Sailor Moon. Like, the first arc of, the first season, when she's fighting Queen Beryl, which is, like, the first enemy of the show, she watches all of her friends sacrifice themselves for her and sacrifices herself, and just, she goes through a lot of really heavy just stuff that would just, I feel like, would maybe break another person, and she perseveres. She perseveres, she goes through, she goes on with her life, she's able to, she might break down and cry a little bit, but she's still able to go on and just live her life and be there with her friends and her loved ones. I mean, it helps that they get reincarnated all the fucking time. as someone, when I first started watching the show, I was starting to get really aggressively bullied.
Okay.
By,
you don't need to name a name.
Yeah. No, I'm not naming names. I'm just saying, like, because really it was like my entire fourth grade class. It was really bad. But I would go home and I'd watch this show and I'd see someone else who's going through not really so much similar things, because she didn't really so much deal with bullies, but who is also dealing with a lot of, like, traumatic heavy shit and is still able to be, at the end of the day, a damn superhero. And I could just watch it at certain points when I was feeling sad and be like a welcome distraction. And her character, because even though, yes, she is this super powerful, like, moon princess, at the end of the day, she's this very human, relatable character that I found. Like, she has her flaws. And one of the things I've noticed, like, especially in anime, protagonists are not allowed to be flawed in anime. Or if they are flawed, it's kind of, like, pushed to the side or not really focused on. Like, Goku is flawed, but I feel like for the most part, no one really, like, touches on those flaws.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He says something dumb, people laugh, and then they are in awe of his amazing fighting abilities.
Exactly. Like, Goku is really fucking flawed, but no one really, like, goes and gives him shit about it. Usagi is flawed. She's kind of lazy. She's really clumsy. The first season involves her, like, she, like, whines and she'll complain she doesn't want to do shit and people need to push her up to do shit. Like, you're supposed to be, like, this inspirational force. Like, you have a mission you're supposed to focus on. Why aren't you focusing on the mission? She just wants to eat and sleep. But
I mean, that sounds like a life.
It is, actually. But I like that Usagi is allowed to be flawed and other people get on her for them and tell her, like, well, yes, it's fine to do these things, but you still have to focus on what the task at hand is. And growing up, I kind of fell into that a little bit myself, where I would just need to do things. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I don't feel like doing this. Like I said, I feel like a lot, or depending on the anime, some of the protagonists are allowed to be flawed, but other ones, like I said, kind of fall into, like, the Goku thing, where Goku just really dumb, stupid shit, and no one, like, really bugs him for it, or gives him a hard time.
Or if they do, he just acts oblivious, and
yeah,
everybody moves on.
Exactly. Like, if they do, they're like, oh, that's just Goku.
Yeah.
But it's it's kind of the opposite with Sailor Moon, and she's kind of forces herself to, she's ends up growing up while still being like a kid, and watching that, it's like, all right, well, she has all this responsibility, but she's still a teenager. Granted, I didn't have transformative powers and wasn't a reincarnated princess, but she's still relatable in many aspects, at least to me as a kid.
And secret identities exist, so even if you could transform, you couldn't tell us.
Oh yeah, totally. And even then, like, Sailor Moon puts on, like, this identity of just, like, she's confident and she's, like, this protector, badass superhero. And Usagi is a badass in her own right, but at the same time, she cries a lot. She's really clumsy. She's not coordinated. She's kind of lazy. But as Sailor Moon, she has to put on, like, this mask and this identity. And I think especially as I got older and I found myself more dealing with side effects of depression, I found myself kind of developing almost this, like, persona where I would, like, exemplify, like, oh, everything's great, everything's okay, I'm joking, I'm playing around, having fun, but on the inside, I'm, like, wanting to scream or cry or something.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah. I didn't even think about how that dichotomy between the hero and the secret identity could work for something like that.
When you think about it, like, that's kind of just what I could be because I've watched way too many superhero cartoons growing up as a kid, but I eventually started to think of the public persona that I would put on for maybe, like, my friends and, like, family and, like, other people as kind of a mask, and then when I was home by myself, I could be a bit of a wreck. I could cry. I could just kind of just be this miserable, like, person I, like, thought I was. And that's not to say that I'm, like, miserable all the time or anything, but there are some days all I want to do is be miserable. That's just the shitty thing of just dealing with depression and anxiety and various sad, like, forms of mental illness since I was, I don't know, I think probably a really young kid.
Let's play a little game with this then. So, given that looking at Sailor Moon kind of taught you how to make your way through the world when you were battling with depression, and I'm sure when a lot of those symptoms first started, if you had the ability to say something to her, let's say, like, I was about to call her out of one of these back rooms and just, hey, surprise, here she is. What would you say to her given the opportunity?
Honestly, I'd probably, if Sailor Moon, if this was one of those things and I could actually, like, talk to, like, Sailor Moon or any of the shows or artists or that I used to cope, I'd honestly probably thank them for helping me through, like, a really difficult time. When I first started watching Sailor Moon, I was being really heavily bullied. And basically just, I was weird, I was a freak, and it was really refreshing to go home and see a character who I could relate with, who I felt like I shared a lot of similarities with. And even though, yes, not real, it'd be nice, and I'd probably be like, you know what, it helped me through a really difficult time, and honestly, it's one of those things when, as I got older too, I would find the episodes on YouTube when I was in college and go back and watch them if I was feeling particularly depressed, and it was kind of like a coping mechanism where I would just go back and it would just make me happy because it was just something I could watch and it was comforting because I could relate to something or a particular character in this instance who helped me through a time where I was feeling pretty miserable and, like, lonely.
And with that kind of in mind, if you were to run into somebody now who is where you were, having this difficult time, not really knowing what to do with themselves, given the lessons learned and the impact of Sailor Moon on your life, what advice would you give to that person?
Honestly, it's one of those things, like, everyone copes with mental illness and depression differently, and I found mine in a way of being just really overly outgoing and just really bubbly, which was the kind of character like Sailor Moon was. She was really bubbly, really outgoing, and it's like, you know what, this is what I'm going to work with. And I think the advice I would give that person is advice that I should have given myself when I was younger, like, it's nice to have something comforting and something to cope and something to go back and watch and cope with. But at the same time, reaching out is also important as well. Like, yes, you can be alone, you can sit in your room, you can cry, that is great, but you have to be able to also force yourself to go and do things. Even if you know you're just plastering a smile on your face and making really bad, shitty jokes, you're at least for a little while, you can pretend that you're okay. Sometimes you just gotta fake it till you make it, in all honesty. Like, I feel like I'm really bad at giving advice, but sometimes it really does help to just go out and, like, pretend, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, sometimes, I think in any social situation, line of work, or anything like that, you're not always in the mood to be this friendly, social person. Sometimes you've had a rough morning, you're not feeling well, whatever. And whether it's mental illness or just something set you off on the wrong path that day, you know, it's not better to not seem like you're that upset, because otherwise that draws attention to the exact situation that you're trying to avoid.
Totally. Like, I defuse like it's nobody's business, because I am of the mindset that telling people burdens them. Or also, like, unfortunately, when I started to deal with depression, it was still one of those things, there's still a huge stigma on mental health. So it was like, okay, it's okay to be depressed, but don't shove your problems off on other people, so to say. And it kind of seemed one of those things too, like with Sailor Moon, she was also very willing to go and help other people, and she was always there for her friends, she was really supportive. And I started kind of channeling that into myself, where I always like to be think of myself as the person where I'm there for my friends whenever they need me. And I like to think that I am supportive of my friends and their endeavors as well. But in that, I also have a tendency to not focus on myself sometimes. It's easier to focus on other people's problems and kind of like ignore mine, because other people's problems are more important. I can help them. Mine are still going to be there later.
That still fits with the superhero theme of, yeah, you know, putting others before yourself.
Pretty much.
Granted, probably not the direction on it the creators were hoping for, but still.
Probably not. And like I said, like, Sailor Moon was a huge influence, but I watched a lot of superhero shows when I was younger. And while Sailor Moon was the most influential character, that whole mindset of helping others and putting them before yourself was something I really idolized as a kid. And still do, because I was like, well, putting others before yourself, that makes you like a good person, and I want to be a good person. And it also didn't really help that I had people like call me selfish for stupid things, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be selfish, I can't do that. But as I've gotten older too, I've also realized like it's okay to be a little selfish, I guess. Or maybe not selfish, but put yourself first, I guess, is the right terminology.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on, Allie.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And if you like hearing Allie talk about Sailor Moon, keep an ear out, because there's some other characters she wants to talk about. So given, you know, a little bit of time to get some more of you on here, we're going to have her back on to talk about some of the other characters that have inspired her. All right, bye, Allie.
Bye.
Hey, for anyone who is wondering, that Sailor Moon theme song cover that I couldn't think of earlier is from the band called Osaka Pop Star off the album Osaka Pop Star and the American Legends of Punk. It also has some great covers, including the Astro Boy theme song and Man of Constant Sorrow from the Coen Brothers' Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So definitely check it out. It is a fantastic album and definitely worth a listen.